Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Forms and Fighting Champion John Chung, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Well, aloha, everybody, and much, much mahalo. Welcome to the Parts Unknown AMAA Radio Network and the show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum. I'm so happy to interview this next special guest, and I'm going to introduce her in just a minute and my co-host. But before I do, the producer that has put us on the air for going on 10 years and believes in the Sport Karate Museum with his incredible work he's done with his book and the store and everything he's doing for the girls this year, along with us, I mean the women, I get to bring him on there and he gets to talk about this and introduce himself. So I want to bring on Hunchy Jesse Bowen. Hunchy, you there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing?
I'm excited. You would say better and better every day. Now, you're going to be out there with my dear friend, Cynthia Rothrock, an icon in the martial arts here coming up in Las Vegas at the New Orleans but we're doing this in the same year, daughter of the women. But tell people what you're going to be doing it. And I like to share that with our listeners. Hunchy Bowen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so we are on a countdown less than 2 weeks before our project closes, and we are actually building an after event, too. So, yeah, we're going to be in Las Vegas, and this is on August the 28th and 29th, and this is a tribute to Cynthia Rothrock. In 2016, we had a tribute to Cynthia, and that was the break or the beginning of our success of a biography book. And so we're coming back in another tribute to Cynthia for all the work she's doing in the martial arts, in the film industry. She's one of those iconic individuals that everybody likes and everybody wants to support. Really, it's great. And we're also starting the Cynthia Rothrock Scholarship Fund for young female or for female athletes that are going to college. So if they're competing in sport karate, then, you know, they can have that opportunity to submit. There are criteria to be a part of the scholarship. Our goal is that we raise $10,000 that will be given towards scholarships, and that includes the new part we're just adding in of the Who's Who in the Martial Arts Future Leaders. And the future leaders are for black belts between the age of 14 and 18, between 14 and 18, a scholarship, college scholarship for them. Now, that is not based on competitive. And this is boys and girls. So the other one, the Cynthia Rothrock, is a girls scholarship, and the Future Leaders is for boys or girls. And we're presenting the first award this year at the banquet, and that's going to be the Future Leaders Award. So we have young black belts that's coming to this event because they are the future. They are the new legacy of the martial arts. So we're looking and providing educational tools for young martial artists. So, you know, that's the big thing that's going to be happening in Vegas, and that's going to be on the 28th, 29th at the Orleans Hotel Casino.
Wow. Now, you've done something really special. of the Sport Karate Museum. You built a store that people could purchase rings from history generals and hats. Tell people about the store, don't you, boy, how they could get involved with that, please.
Sure, sir. They can go to our website. The website is who'swhointhemartialarts.com, and they can go to our main store, and once they get there, they'll scroll down and find the Sport Karate Museum. There's a whole section set aside just for sport karate. And we're going to be adding the Sport Karate store into the museum. So our visitors, if they're, you know, coming into the museum, they'll be able to visit the store. But once there, you can click on it. You can order rings. You can order books. You can, you know, shirts. Anything that we have connected with the Sport Karate Museum, you can order it there.
Super. Did Michael Horsby call in, Hunchy? Is he on the line, Michael Horsby, the guy that is a lot of
Yeah, I don't see Michael on the line.
Michael didn't call in. Let's talk about the book. And when you talk about him, you talk to him, tell him that we plugged it. Now, Michael Horsby has created a Black Belt cookbook, which you're publishing through Elite Publications. And the deadline to get your recipes in, to go to the webpage to find out how to get involved with Michael Horsby's Black Belt cookbook. I want you to tell Hunchy Boy how they get involved. Tell them the link or whatever to check out the cookbook, please. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, we started this idea just probably about maybe a year ago and thinking about, okay, the things that the foods that we love to eat, that we eat every day, and, you know, whether it's Sunday dinner or, you know, special occasions or what we just like. But a lot of times our spouses, you know, significant others or our students, they cannot participate in the things that the black belts do. So we designed this so that your wife can participate. I don't cook, but my wife is an amazing cook, you know. So my wife and I, she's participating. You know, you and Tammy, I think, has a recipe in there. But they can become published authors, and that's what we're doing. So in the cookbook, you become a published co-author in the book. You're able to be monetized in the book. So not only are you in the book, you're doing getting – exactly what you should get is monetizing for being in there, your recipe. We have a Facebook page. So it's EliteBlackBeltsWhoCook.com. EliteBlackBeltsWhoCook.com. And so you can go there, and you have to do a submission. So I have to speak to every person that's going to want to be in the cook. It's not just a mass-run sign-up. I need to know exactly who those people are. And so what you would do is just schedule an appointment with me, which is just 5 minutes for us to chat about it, for me to give you some particulars about it, and that's all. And then, like I said, submit your recipes. We have everything there. You don't have to think about nothing. Everything is simple that you're on. But this is the first of its kind. So I want to invite everyone to, you know, go to Elite Black Belts Who Cook. Hey, partner with us. I mean, you know, this is a life-changing opportunity, number one, to be an author, but number two, to be one of the first black belts featured in this amazing cookbook. We're looking for five people out of each state to be able to submit. So remember, go to EliteBlackBeltsWhoCook.com.
Cool. And make sure you tell Michael that we plugged it, okay, Hunchy Boy?
Yes, sir, I will. I will definitely let
you
know.
You bet, sir. Well, listen, thank you for all you do. And I look forward to seeing you in October. God bless you, Auntie Boyd. Have a great event with Cynthia. I'll talk to you real soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the incredible Auntie Jesse Boyd, the producer of Parts Unknown, and the vision that he's had to put the Sport Karate Museum in the face of everybody. I'm so proud to be working with him. Now, our special guest tonight is someone very special. After my stroke, and I had a stroke 3 years ago, she has come to my house and made sure I had my fill of Vietnamese food, which I love, and she knows that, and she's checked on me almost every other week. This woman is amazing. Now, she is also a Kung Fu practitioner. And what's really cool, I won't say this on the air. Since we've been dear friends, every event that I've seen her enter, she has either won first place or placed in every event that she has entered with her Kung Fu forms. She is a pure international Chinese forms champion. She is one of the most consistent winners on the circuit I've ever seen. And I'm so proud to interview her. So I want to bring her on right now, Miss Jenny Pless. Jenny, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Oh, I am good, and thank you so much for including me with this show. And this is my first talk show ever, so I'm a little nervous.
I love it. Well, Jenny, how did you start in the martial arts, you know, a few years ago? I'm kidding, because I know that you've been doing it for a long time. How did you start?
Yes. I started 1975 in Malaysia. This is my birthplace, called Vintango, Sarawak, Malaysia. I started there when I was 17 years old. Yeah, my uncle used to do show me some kung fu move and martial art move, and I tell myself, one day, well, I am going to learn some martial arts like my uncle did,
yeah.
You know. So I
with a good friend of mine. You train with him regularly. You bring him into Houston every now and then. I'm talking about my uncle Bill Superfoot Wallace. Now, he's not really my uncle, but we call people uncle in our family. Now,
yes.
How long have you been with Bill? How long have you been with Uncle Bill?
I think I met him 2013 through Ernie Ngu. You know him. He's the
I know Ernie
the, yes. He have an event up in Humble. So I went up there and attend the event and did my first Superfoot seminar. So that's why I met Bill. And after that, and I went to a lot of his seminars, and I also host Superfoot seminar quite a few of them in Houston over the years.
Yes, I've been to a few of them. They're amazing. Yes, they are.
Yes,
amazing.
Sir. And he's a friend, and he's a champ. He's a champ, and he's a mentor, a leader, and he's my inspiration, sir.
Well, I would ask you, because you're one of the biggest children karate studios, because you teach all the recreation centers and parks and everything. But what's your secret to teach kids, Jenny? Because you have a gift. What's your secret?
Well,
Yes, sir.
I started teach City of Metals Press since 2005, and I took City of Sugarland also 15 years ago, and also Missouri City also I only did a few years there. And I have the biggest after-school program, which is a Harmony School, and you were there once.
Yes.
So I teach a lot of students. I teach at Walden School. I teach Montessori School. And then I am a volunteer instructor for Fort Bend Women's Shelter to help those children to get through some rough time. My secret for teaching the children is you have to be, you have to love them. You have to be a leader, a mentor, a friend. You have to be a clown.
Will you grab those two pieces of plywood out there and bring them to the back and stick it in? They're just...
What is this?
That was
Hello?
Wolverine. He's working, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My secret of teaching the children is very simple. That's what you have to. You have to be a friend with them. But and also, like me, I am actually the second mom when I teach. I told them, I am your mom in when I'm teaching you, and you got to listen, and I'm going to discipline you, but I'm going to love you always. You can call me anytime if you have problems and stuff. So I do. I really do teach a lot of students in Houston, Sugar Land, Missouri City, all over here. So
well, you know what,
that's
Judy,
what I can
congratulations
tell.
Congratulations are in order because, you know, you're getting your 7th degree black belt from the museum the same time Mike Stone, the great Mike Stone, getting his 10th from 7 different organizations. But you're receiving your 7th this year at the event. So congratulations, Jenny Pless.
Oh, thank you. I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know. I deserve that. Yeah. Like
well,
what
no,
I
you,
say.
You more than deserve it. You more than deserve it with all the work you do and the help you've done for me these past year. I just can't thank you enough for bringing my Vietnamese food craving. And
hey, I'm
Gary,
there for you all the time, sir. Yes, I'm
yeah,
there
you're
all the time. I'm there for anybody that needs help. Yeah.
Jenny, let me say something about Jenny. She's not only a fierce competitor and a great example in martial arts, but she's just a sweetheart of a person.
Yes, she is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Jenny, don't go nowhere because I've got to do a couple of segments, and then I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to hit you with a couple of names, and you can talk about them. Okay? So stay cool.
Hey, Professor.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Colonel. Yeah, Colonel.
I have to echo what AJ said.
Okay.
In that on the mat and off the mat, she's the model for how you live a life, how you teach, how you follow, how you lead. So she is the model.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that came from the Colonel. So
thank
Jenny
you, Colonel.
Pless is the real deal.
Yeah, what an honor.
It.
Thank you so much, everybody. Yes, sir.
Well, Jenny, don't go nowhere. I'm going to bring you back.
I won.
A few
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Okay, honey.
Yes, sir.
Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen,
sir.
I'm talking
thank
to
you.
The great Jenny Pless, the international Forbes champion from Houston, Texas. But now I get to do a segment. But before I bring on the five, the incredible five, the five people I put together, one of my co-hosts, he's doing movies now besides knocking people out. I'm talking about the great Dean Pyle. And we have a segment called 3 Minutes with the Wolverine. And the Wolverine gets to share, well, he gets to answer the topics I hit him with. So with that said, Wolverine, you there, buddy?
Yep, right here, sir.
Okay,
sorry about that earlier. We're building a set. We're working on a set.
Oh, it's okay, big guy. Now, Wolverine, 3 minutes with the Wolverine. What's your brand, Wolverine? What's your brand?
Well, you know, my brand is a sheepdog. You know, this weekend, tomorrow, actually, I leave to go to karate college up in Radford, Virginia, that was started by my instructor, Joe Lewis, and Jerry Beasley, and Superfoot Bill Wallace. And now I'm one of the board members for the Karate College, and I teach the tactical combative portion. And it's, you know, what's really been good about it is, you know, people come in and they teach martial arts techniques and things like that. But you know, we're the favorite. I hate to say that, but you know, that's what Mr. Beasley just called me and told me. Everybody keeps asking, you know, for us to do more stuff, but it's because I try to teach people how to protect, not just protect themselves like self-defense from martial arts, but protect their family and all of that. And I believe in America first. I believe in protecting America and the people in it, even the dumb ones that don't know that they need protecting. But, you know, that's just the way it is. And So the brand of Wolverine is a sheepdog.
Wolverine, people have been calling me too. What are you going to be offering in Houston October the 6th at your seminar? Tell my listeners what you're going to be offering at your
seminar. Well, just like we do at the seminar in Virginia and the stuff that we teach on base, the last defense, tactical combatives, which is lethal assault, survival tactics. And, it's a no-nonsense type stuff, no thrills, but lots of stop, maim, destroy going on there. And, because it's going to be stuff that's directly to the point that neutralizes that AC, that aggressive combatant, instantly, because you don't have time to dance around and do a bunch of stuff when you're on the street. It's got to be direct and it's got to be to the point. So we'll be teaching tactical combatives there, and we'll probably be teaching some weapon retention. A lot of people like to go around and teach weapon disarmament, but I hate to break it to people. In the really real world, you reach to take a firearm out of somebody's hand, the chances of you being successful are, about less than a half a percent.
I got to say something, Wolverine. A few years back, you did a seminar, and you're so good at what you do. And there was another person who was doing something with weapons, and you disagreed with that because you said basically that person would get himself shot or whatever. I just love the fact that you're authentic, you're real, and you teach Marines, so that's a real-life situation. Now, one more thing. A lot of people have asked me through emails and phone calls, what's the haka, what you're doing for Jerry Smith Friday night? What's a haka? Explain what a haka is.
Well, the haka is fiery word. It is a pretty much a war cry that was done, by the New Zealanders, that was adopted by Hawaii. And, it's a war cry to kind of show your enemy that you mean business. So you're, making some scary faces and doing a chant and letting your enemy know that you're all about the battle, that you won't run a step unless it's forward. And so now, it's a used also to show honor to other warriors. So a group of warriors may do it to show honor to another warrior. So that's what we'll be doing there for Mr. Smith.
Cool.
And I got the best warriors in the world. Professor, I need to say, I got the best warriors in the world in my group when we do the haka, because I got Colonel Torres and stuff. So when people's looking at warriors and doing the haka, and the reason you should be scared, when they see the group that we do the haka with, people should literally be knowing that is a vicious group of sheepdogs. And what I try to tell people is, if you think about it like this, a wolf comes to kill and steal in the night, but it only takes one sheepdog to protect a whole flock. So think about what happens if you get a group of sheepdogs together, but the sheepdogs decide to take the hunt to the wolf instead of waiting on the wolf. That's a very turntable situation and a very dangerous situation for the wolf.
Well, I got something exciting to share with you. It just came in just a minute ago. And this is exciting, Wolverine. Justin Watson, who is the person that helps with our radio show on Thursday night, a sponsor just came, I'll tell you who it is after the show, who has stepped up to pay for you and Justin's show ticket of $180 for the event in October. So congratulations, young man. People love you, I guess. They love you to step up to pay.
Well, I do know that we had Green Line Arms, it's a tactical combatives company. We had them on the show on Kicking It with Wolverine, and they called me tickled to death because within 5 minutes, he said, of the show airing, he had over 500 hits to his store.
Let me kick you in the butt a little bit. I love this. We had over 8,000 hits last week at the Sport Crime Museum archives page, and 1,000 last week. It's crazy, Wolverine. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
You go make your movie, kick somebody in the head, and I'll see you next week, big guy, okay?
Yes, sir. Colonel,
God bless
salute.
You, Wolverine.
You too, sir.
Hey, all right, sir. We'll see you.
I love the Wolverine.
We'll see you, sheepdog.
Gentlemen.
See you, sir.
I love the Wolverine. I love the Wolverine and what he brings to parts unknown. And, you know, like I said, he makes movies now, and Charlie Bumby's got his radio show, and he knocks people out. He's just an amazing martial artist. And you know what? I had a vision a few years ago, and I executed it through this show. He got something called The Five, and it's five individuals from around the country whose opinions on topics that we need to talk about. Sometimes they're controversial. Sometimes they need to be talked about, but we deal with it on The Five. Now, before I bring on the first guest, I want to talk to my co-host, A.J. Perry. A.J., you there?
I'm here, Professor.
What's your brand, A.J. Perry?
My brand?
Your brand. What
That's
is
one
your
word.
Brand? That's the subject.
That's one word.
Tonight's topic. What is your
and
brand?
I've shoved this down to students' throats for 42 years running a school, and that's technique. Technique, technique, technique. I told them I'd rather see you lose a tournament competition using great technique than win using slop. A tournament's not a combat situation, you know. But martial arts is about technique. It's all about your presentation, the way you handle yourself. So technique is everything in martial art. And that's one word.
So your brand is to be able to teach pure technical technique. Good
yes.
brand, AJ. That's great. Well, I appreciate it so much. And before I bring on the first of the five, I want to ask, did Kier get on yet from U.S.? Did Kier get on? Okay, Kier, if you're listening, I'm going to plug what you do, big guy. There's a gentleman named Leo Ravis and Kier, who are producers of the first U.S. Martial Arts Film Festival in Scottsdale, Arizona. And they're going to be at the event in October, but their event is October 19th through the 22nd. Now, what's really cool, they're going to have a few of my friends there, like Don the Dragon Wilson, Chi Chu Ling, Ron Hall, Cynthia Rothrock, Art Camacho, Billy Blank, Rick Avery, Eric Lee, just name a few. And they're going to make a donation to the Sport Crime Museum for every four-day pass that says SKM on it. That's awful sweet of them. But they're going to be doing a tribute to the 50th anniversary of Bruce Lee's famous movie, Enter the Dragon. They'll be showing Bruce's movies and featuring Enter the Dragon, plus 50 other films of some of my friends I mentioned. They're flicks. So if you're in the Scottsdale, Arizona area, or if you want to find out more about it, you can call me at 713-483-0476. Or you can be at the Super Vendor Show this year, Carter Museum in Houston, Texas, at the West States Marriott. And you can just talk to them. Both producers are going to be there October 6th and 7th. And to find out more about all the excitement, the reason why we had 8,000 hits last week, you can go to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And you can see all the excitement. Now, if you go there, go to the index and look up the treasures page. I've added more things every day I've added something brand new that only the Sport Karate Museum has. I'm using my bad English, I'm sorry. But, you know, some of the items that we have, I knew it should have went to the daughters or the sons or even the family. But some of these people who are still alive, some of them that we lost, they have given it to the Sport Karate Museum. And they're called the Treasures Page. Go there and check it out. You'll love it. Now, with that said, I want to bring on a lady. Well, I got two ladies. But the first lady is a dear friend. She's a PKL champion, an A3 black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum. She'll be there at the Vendor Show October 6th or 7th with an incredible booth. She'll also be doing a Tai Chi seminar for beginners and advanced students. That said, my dear friend, Karen Slatcher. Auntie, are you there?
There I am.
Hey, Auntie, how are you tonight?
I am feeling very blessed.
Okay, Karen Slatcher, what is your brand? What is your brand? What have you done to create a brand? What is it?
Yeah, okay. My brand kind of developed when I was in Shorin Ryu and started teaching a lot of people in the high school thing. So they always have to give you nicknames. And I started learning Reiki and healing stuff, and I became the one people called when there was a problem with someone in the dojo or in their families, and I would go do healing work on them. And people didn't know what to do with that back in the late 80s, early 90s. They didn't know what that was. So they started calling me Mystic Karen, the Mystic. And it kind of stuck. And although I was called Sifu, just Sifu, by a lot of the groups I was in, because there's always one or more Karen. So it was Karen and then it was Sifu. But the Mystic Karen, as I started getting into metaphysics, and healing and the energy body and that kind of thing, it just fit. It fit more and more. So adopt it, and that's my brand, Mystic Karen.
Now, while I got you on the phone, what are you going to be doing at your booth in October 6th and 7th? Tell my listeners what you'll be there doing.
The Bodhidharma Dhammo, who came from India and brought martial arts and things to China, and really they call him the father of martial arts, and actually he's the father of Zen and Qigong and weaponry, like fighting with the pole or the staff, and he brought this study of the lines of the hands, the energetic lines of the hands, and how you can look at someone and get a personality type or see how they're doing health-wise. So I started studying that because actually that is part of the martial field, is being able to read people's faces, which I do, and read people's hands. So that's what I will be doing at the at my booth.
Well, I'm the first client who I see.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Karen, thank you so much.
Okay.
For being part of the five, and your opinion is always appreciated, and your attitude, your wisdom, what you bring to the table is so powerful to me, and I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And you have a good night, okay, Karen?
You too. You too.
You bet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the second lady that I deal with on the five, she's a Texas champion. Well, you know, I gotta change that. She's actually a world champion. But she was back in the day when she used to compete against men. Uh-huh. And I saw her win kata. I saw her win fighting. And I'm so proud that she's part of our show weekly. And I want to bring on my dear friend, Miss Lewis Radulat. Mortis, you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Thank you for
I'm sorry with your name, pronunciation. I'm still learning how to spell it. Carl Torres has to tell me every time I spell it, I spell it wrong. I'll learn how to spell it here one of these days, I promise.
Well, no, that's all right, sir. No problem.
What's your brand? What are you trying to do?
You know, my brand, I actually didn't know what we were doing tonight, so I've decided just in the last few minutes. My brand, because this is something that I stipulate, and it is so important, and that's basics. I think basics is the key to everything. I know that, pardon me?
Fundamental.
I think basics is the key to everything. I mean, if you begin doing the basics properly or critiquing them until they become second nature, and you're doing your, you know, in basics every technique exceptionally. I think that's what makes your forms, katas, exceptional, and both in internal arts and external arts, which I do both. And,
well, Morgan, let me tell you
yes,
something.
Sir.
Chuck Norris told me 25 years ago, and he said this to me. He said, basically, fundamentals. He said, Gary, when you went to school, you learned adding and subtraction. And then you learned division and multiplication. Those are fundamentals. And then you learned or had the opportunity to learn algebra, geometry. And then after you learned that, you learned trig, calculus. But you couldn't do all that unless you had fundamentals, unless you had
exactly.
Tihons. So you're right, Boris. You're absolutely right. You got to have fundamentals and basics.
You have to.
And
you
can.
And
God bless you.
Sir, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless all of everyone that's on the show.
Well, listen, Boris. Let me share this with you, honey. Every now and then you got to stop and smell the rain or hear the rain hit the roof, smell the roses, and relax a little bit. And I know you're under a lot of stress, and I worry about you. So take a minute and relax, honey, okay? I appreciate
I sure
you so
will,
much.
Sir. Thank you, sir. That means
yes.
a lot to me. God bless
yes,
everyone.
Ma'am.
God bless
now,
everyone.
My ladies are very special, but this next gentleman kicks butt. I've known him since he was an orange belt, and he turned out to be, well, one of the most important men in Texas. He is the president of the AOK. That is the largest sport karate association in Texas. I think they have like 30 or 35 tournament, and he is the overseer to make sure everybody, every producer does it right. I've known his sister was an orange belt, and I'm so proud of him. With that said, I want to bring on my dear friend. He called D.E. for short, but his name is David Chambers. David, you there, big guy?
I am right here, sir.
Well, God bless you, David, for being on this show, as you always are. But I want to ask you, what is your brand, D? What is your brand all these years? Now, you're one of the top instructors in Houston. You won the Golden Greek many times, the MVP of Texas. I'm curious, what is your brand?
I consider my brand a trifold because it's most known by the name D.E. Chambers Northside Karate. And we've always promoted it, and it kind of got us in some doors. And then later, it became known as Christmas in May. And that is for 17 years, 18 years, that has carried us well. It's carried us well. So it's known for the school as, you know, D.E. Chambers Northside Karate. And in building that brand, we're blessed. We had some good competitors. We had some good kids that were successful in education. We had some, I love that I have one student who his mother came to me. His name is Antonio Anderson. And she walked to me. She walked in the building and she said, hey, Sensei Chambers, I heard that you fix kids. Can you fix my kid? I said, well, man, what's going on? What's the situation? She said, well, he not a bad kid, but he's getting with some people, and they're going the wrong direction, and I want to do something about it. And I chuckled so hard at that today because just recently he came to me and said, Grandmaster Chambers, I don't know, can you fix my kid? Well, he's the principal at one of the local schools. So now he want me to come fix his kids. And I was telling him, because he was saying how bad they was and how they was doing, and I reminded him, that's the same thing your mother told me when she brought you to me. Well, could I fix you? And now you're the principal saying, can we fix them? And as from Northside Karate, we was blessed to get a lot of results back then and today, and that has became a brand that people kind of relate to. And it makes me feel really humble by it, and I really enjoy it.
I'm going to start naming you, besides all the other things I name you, Kid Fixer.
I love it. Love it.
You mentioned Antonio Anderson. How's he doing?
Yes. He's doing fantastic. Like I said, he's one of the local principals of the school districts here in Houston. He has a couple of nice-looking kids, nice family. He's enjoying. He's in grappling and karate, so
he was a bad person back in the day. He could fight.
Yeah, he won.
I
remember the first time he won NBL Grand Champion. He was excited. Yeah. But he said, man, I believe I can do it.
But he's a good kid.
He's not helping other kids.
Next time you talk to him, you make sure you tell him that Professor Gary loves him because he was a dear friend. And I mean, make sure you invite him to October too, okay? That'd be cool.
I can do that. I can do that.
Speaking Friday night on behalf of Jerry Smith. I'm looking forward to that too. But you know what, David, or DE?
Yeah.
You're our hero. You know, you are. You're my hero. Even though I'm older and maybe a little bit wiser, not much, but you're my hero. And you always have.
I do want to say one thing. You know, you got my hero on the line today. Miss Jenny Press is a superstar, man. She's wonderful. I didn't know she was going to be on the line today. So that made me excited.
I agree. Well, thank you, Dee. You have a good evening, okay, big guy? And I'll see
you
next week on The 5. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce this next man who is not only an American hero, he's my personal hero. He is someone who is an advisor for the Sport Karate Museum. He heads and helps me run the Sport Karate Museum military acknowledgement that we do throughout the country. He gives out the beautiful black blazers with your name on it, embroidered History General War Sport Karate Museum. They're beautiful. That's Tammy's project, but he gives them out at our event in October. But he is really, truly an American hero. I say that because he's a Marine. As you know, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. But he brings knowledge and wisdom to the 5 every week. And with that said, my dear friend, my hero, Colonel Phil Torres. Colonel, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am, and thank you for that wonderful introduction, the checks in the mail.
Well, I promise you they'll get better as I get better with it, I promise. Well, sir, I pretty much know the answer, but I want you to share with our listeners your brand, the brand of Colonel Phil Torres. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first and foremost, my brand has already been mentioned twice tonight, part of my brand. I like what AJ said in that technique is everything. And I like what Lourdes said when she said her brand is basics, because my brand is basics too. Among friends and people I know, I'm known probably best as the calm in the storm. The more heated, the more chaotic the situation is, the better I'm able to perform and participate and bring calm to the situation. That's one side of it. The other side of me, and something that I learned in Okinawa decades ago, when I talk with and I practice with and I listen to the Grand Masters in Okinawa, and I used to visit three different Grand Masters in three different styles. They all had the same basic philosophy. It's all about the basic. Masters master the basics, and that's all they ever worked on. And there was no fluff. There was nothing extra, but they were proficient at executing the basics, and that's what got them noticed. That's what got them to be who they are. So that's how I was inculcated into having that mindset. Basics is everything. It's like, and with that comes technique. With that comes all the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of repetitions you do in order to be able to say to yourself and for others to say, you have mastered that. You are now a
Kian, master. Kian, Kian, Kian.
You got it.
And more Kian.
Practice makes perfect. Practice doesn't make perfect. What we learn, especially in the shooting community, but as well in the martial arts community, it's not practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice makes perfect. So everything has to be executed to the same level each and every time you do it, and you continue that for the rest of time.
And, you know, to our listeners who are listening, there are four words that if you don't understand these four words, you're not really teaching karate. You might be teaching martial arts, but these are the four words. Kion, which means fundamentals. Kata, which means practicing those fundamentals with movement. Bunkai, to put them in action against an opponent. And then Kumite, picking out your favorite Kion and apply it to hit somebody or do what you got to do. Do the next four words. Stop, maim, disable, joy. And those eight words are important for the fundamentals of the brand of karate. Thank you, Colonel. Thank you so much for your wisdom and who you are.
Yes, sir. But I need to repeat something that Grandmaster Chambers said a little while ago. You've got my hero in the show tonight, too, when you invited Jenny Pless. So she's my hero, too.
She's my hero too. So we're all fans of Miss Jenny, without a doubt. So thank you, Colonel. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
Colonel. The only reason he's last today, I guess, because he's working on the set with a new series called Doc Savage. You know, the hero that was invented years ago, he's creating a series that's out right now on various platforms. Well, I'm interested to hear his opinion on the brand. And I want to bring on my dear friend, a friend of mine I worked with Bob Wall, World Black Belt, Casey Jones, and David Krapes, a bunch of cool people. But he was instrumental in keeping me sane in all those years. I want to bring on my dear friend, Adam James, the actor. Adam, you there, big guy?
Yes, I am. Hello, Gary. Hello, everybody.
What a show. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in your vision of what your brand and what a brand you feel is in the martial arts. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, sir. Well, I was very fortunate. My original sensei in Honolulu, Hawaii, Mike De La Vega, was a very unique and special martial artist. his organization, Hoi Shinkan Okinawan Kempo Karate Dojo, is the Shinkan means mind power, and our philosophy or our brand is body and spirit through positive mental attitude. So again, that's development of the mind, body, and spirit through positive mental attitude. And our whole focus is to start with that, start with the mind, start with training the spirit and the character. And to do that, we have the five dojo kuns, similar to the dojo kuns that Funakoshi had created, but these were unique for the Hoi Shinkan organization. And that's really our focus with our brand. The five dojo kuns are, number one, to always have a positive mental attitude in everything we say and do. Two, to always maintain proper conduct, good manners, dignity, humility, and honesty towards others. So number three is to seek self-awareness, aiming towards self-perfection of the mind, body, and spirit. Number four, to always maintain strong power, strength, courage, and self-confidence. And dojo-kun number five, to always have unwavering faith in ourselves and God, our Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
And so for the martial arts school owners out there, what I would recommend is you start to think about your brand and what encompasses your style, your students, your family, your ohana. Think about, you know, what some of the things that were shared earlier tonight. I love those comments. The basics are the key to greatness and to mastery.
Yeah.
And so each school has to kind of think about what it is that is their focus. And there's no wrong answer. That's the good thing about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Adam, for taking time your business schedule. But, you know, I've got just a couple minutes, but I want to plug Duck Savage. Where are we at with that? What's the platforms and where's it going to be playing at?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for asking. We just wrapped on episode 3. We've now got 1, 2, and 3 completed. We're in post-production on those. We're going to be doing a premiere in Fresno, California, which is where this show is being filmed. That'll come up in the fall, in September, and then it's going to come out towards the end of the year. We're still in negotiating with a couple of different streaming platforms, maybe Tubi, Roku, maybe Netflix. We're going to see which one it's going to come out on. We're going to definitely do a lot of announcements just prior to the release of the show. It'll come out one episode per month, and we're really excited about the show. Thank you all very much for your support, and if anybody out there wants to know more about it, you can go to our website, docsavage.com. But it's Doc with a K, so it's D-O-K, and it's Savage with a U, so it's S-A-U-V-A-G-E, DocSavage.com.
But you know what? When I advertised it the other day, I knew the Doc was right, but I knew that Savage was spelled differently. Say that again, how Savage is spelled?
Yes, well, in this case, we are doing an inspired by character. He's not the exact same character that was in the movie with Ron Ellie. But we're inspired by it. That character has never really been developed and shown other than that one movie. So we've taken the same spirit of that character, and we're creating a whole new series based on a very similar concept, very similar idea. But it's in the modern era. It's an adventure action show with lots of martial arts. So I think all the other listeners out there.
I remember 25 years ago, however long it was, I remember asking you, good-looking as you are, as handsome as you are, why aren't you in the movies? I can't remember the answer, but God bless you. Finally made it, Adam. You got your own series. How cool is that? That is so cool.
I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you, Adam. And I want to say,
congratulations, Adam.
God bless you, Adam. And I appreciate everything you are to me. And I'll see you next week. Now,
outstanding.
The five is very cool because, ladies and gentlemen, these are five incredible martial artists at the Sport Karate Museum chosen to share with you their opinions of authenticity of the topics that we talk about, and that's called the five. Now,
Professor,
Lee call in by chance, or did Kira get on the line yet? Okay. Well, I covered here at Martial Art Film Festival, but I got to mention Set VR. They're going to be there in October with the headsets and the immersion of virtual reality. And that's what that is. SetVR.app. That is a hologram that was invented to kick your butt. And when you beat the hologram, you get to go to the History General portals. Now you're asking what that is. That is all the profiles of all the history generals that some of them here on the show and some you haven't seen yet or met yet. You know, people like Mr. Norris and Gene LaBelle and Bob Wall and all the people that you do know, plus all the other history generals that you love to learn about. You get to learn about them in SetVR.app. Now, you want to find out more about it, you go to Google, the search engine, and just type in SETVR.app. Or you can go to the Sport Karate Museum Archives.com. And you can see their own page there. And I'll remind everybody, please understand that the Sport Karate Museum is here for you. We protect the history one warrior at a time. With that said, I want to bring on back my special guest, Miss Jeannie Pless. Jeannie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I got a couple minutes. Yes. I'm going to hit you with a name, and you get to talk about him for about 2 minutes. Here we go. Ready for the first name?
Yes.
Are you ready for the first name? Jenny,
right.
Answer the question. Are you ready for the first name?
Yes, sir.
Colonel Torres. You got 2 minutes. Go.
I know Colonel Torres quite a few years back. He is always very respectful, very sweet, soft-spoken gentleman. So we had not chat a lot in the, you know, for many years. But then this couple years, we get to know each other a little more, and I get to chat him a little more, too, and I get to know him more. But he is such an inspiration. He is an American hero, and he's my friend. And I think he kind of helped me with my daily life as well when I looked at Colonel, and I was saying, like, well, I know that he probably have a lot of problems, and I do have my problems, too. I say, he can do it, so can I, too. So I think he respect me a lot, and I respect everybody. As I say in martial arts, there is no respect, there's no martial arts. So respect yourself, respect others, respect on the mat, off the mat. So
yes,
I want to say thank you so much, Colonel.
Okay, got one more for you. A dear friend of mine, one more for you. Carol Peretti.
Who?
Carol Peretti.
Hello?
Johnny Murphy's wife.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, she is a sweetheart. I get to know her during the competition with Johnny Murphy. She is the champion. So we are almost the two ladies that compete against each other in a lot of competitions. So we encourage each other. We don't care whether she is first place or I'm first place or I'm second place. We are happy with each other and support and talk about maybe bringing some woman back to competition because we both are in the 60s. And lately she had some knee problem and she tried to compete the last tournament that was 2 weeks ago and she wasn't able to do that. But I think she will be back shortly to compete again with me.
Well,
her
and Johnny are opening up the Legends this year in October, and she's very special. I got one more for you, Jenny. I got one more for you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Professor Gary Lee.
Oh, yes, yes. I love him dearly. he is my hero as well. I know you many years ago, and you are always very sweet to me. And I know that it broke my heart when I went to the hospital and see you laying there. I know if you remember, I feed you some food as well that day.
I do.
I keep praying that you will get better. And all I can say is, my dear friend, I know you are going to be on your feet one day again, because you just take one step at a day, two, maybe one today, two tomorrow, three the next day. I know you will come back. And you will come back strong again, my dear friend. I love you very much. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I know that God is looking at me, and all the karate angels are too. And I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's been an exciting night, as it always is, a teasing night that you allow us to be in your home. And I want to thank our special guest tonight, Jenny Pless, and the Amazing Five, and all our sponsors, and we just thank you so much for allowing us to share with you the idea of the sport karate adventure that America introduced back in the 60s. And if you want to find out more, please go to www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com, and you'll see all the excitement. And with that said, I mean it from the heart. We say it every week. Much mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody. Thank you.
Good night, Jenny. Bye. See you.
Hi, Jenny.
Good
night, Karen.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.